The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I tell you, I was talking about the public schools in New Jersey earlier, where beginning soon, LGBTQ education will be required for every single student in public schools in New Jersey. What? It's insane. It is absolutely insane. And of course, all of the teaching will only be only capital O, capital N, capital L, capital Y, only exclamation point, will only be positive. There will not be one word about the radicals. There will not be one word about the health risks of same-sex relationships. There will not be one word about the fact that by far, AIDS is promoted by homosexual men. There will not be one word about the fact that homosexual men, typical life expectancy is 20 full years less than the typical heterosexual male. That will not be mentioned. The rate of domestic violence in same-sex couples will not be mentioned. I have an article today. I don't think I'll get to it. The skyrocketing divorce rate, particularly among lesbian couples. Homosexual men, it's very high, but it's through the roof with lesbian couples, the divorce rate. That will not be a part of the curriculum. Totally one-sided, totally biased. And then we've got this. My goodness, the insanity on our colleges and universities, particularly public. Here's the headline. University of Minnesota faculty and staff to undergo LGBT pronoun training. Say what? Yeah. Here's the story. Faculty and staff at the University of Minnesota are gearing up to undergo pronoun training in order to make the campus a more welcoming environment for transgender and non-binary community members. Can I remind you that a university campus is someplace that supposedly science is respected? Science is honored, and not emotion and hysteria? Now, why do I say that? Transgenderism scientifically does not exist. So, every faculty and staff member at the University of Minnesota is being forced to undergo training for something that doesn't even exist. Think about how insane that is. Quote, a university policy first floated in the summer of 2018 and recently finalized dictates that university employees are, and I'm quoting, expected to use the names, gender, identities, and pronouns specified to them by university members. So, the kids, the students, will determine what pronoun is to be used. It doesn't have to be an accepted pronoun, certainly not he, she, or whatever. It can be Z or they or there or Zim or Zap or, you know, whatever. The last time I saw a report on this, there are almost 200 pronouns that can be used. So every student at the University of Minnesota is somehow going to communicate to every faculty member that they have, every teacher and staff. Now, how is the custodian going to know which of the 200 pronouns this kid prefers? Now, I'm not being absurd. This is absurd, but I'm not being absurd. This is all faculty and all staff. So think about this. Here's a custodian, and he's running the mop down the hallway, and he comes up to a guy who is obviously male, and he refers to him as he. That custodian could get in trouble because that's not the preferred pronoun. It's insane. It is nuts. Quote, training for the new policy has begun, the Minnesota Daily reports. The training program involves instructing staff and faculty in the new gender pronoun rules. Okay, that's the next page. All right. By utilizing staff members to carry the training to their respective departments, the program aims to spread education to different areas of the university by assigning staff who are familiar with their unit's culture. Now, what if they don't? They'll be disciplined. Could be fired. Now, it'd be hard for a tenured professor to be fired. But any faculty member or staff member, pardon me, that doesn't comply will be disciplined. The inmates are running the asylum for sure. And then there's this. I read the headline and I began to read the story and I went, wow, this is great. Here's a headline. Church of England says sex outside of heterosexual marriage falls short of God's purpose. The Church of England has been accepting same-sex partnerships for quite some time, and they are even ordaining same-sex pastors and so forth, lesbian, homosexual. And so now today they come out with this statement. And again, I'm quoting, sex outside of heterosexual marriage falls short of God's purpose. So I thought, this is great. The Church of England has come around to a biblical position. Well, that's kind of, sort of, almost, maybe not quite true. Because as you read on, they say, for Christians, marriage, that is the lifelong union between a man and a woman contracted with the making of vows, remains the proper context for sexual activity. The church seeks to uphold that standard. And then they say this. The introduction of same-sex marriage through the Married Same-Sex Couples Act of 2013 has not changed the church's teaching on marriage or same-sex relationships, it says. This is so duplicitous. It is so self-contradictory. They're saying, hey, we want everybody to know sex outside of heterosexual marriage falls short of God's purpose. However, we do support same-sex marriage. What? Well, they will perform a wedding for a same-sex couple as long as the couple doesn't plan on having sex. Right. Right. Yeah, sure. This is just nutso. I think it is an attempt to do what so many people are trying to do today. Please, everybody. So they make a public statement. We still believe in marriage is between one man and one woman. That's what we believe, and anything else is short of God's perfect plan. But then right out the other side of their mouth, they say, but you know what? We think same-sex marriage is fine, and same-sex partnerships are fine. We think that's okay. Quote, so as with same-sex civil partnerships, there is no formal service of blessing, but clergy will, as always, be encouraged to respond pastorally to couples wishing to formalize their relationship in this way. It is absolutely self-contradictory. Public statement, sex outside of heterosexual marriage, falls short of God's purpose. But if you want to do it, it's okay with us. It's just, wow. So, and I saw a couple people put on Facebook today, Church of England reestablishes biblical pattern for marriage. No, they didn't. No. Read the rest of the story. No. I was hoping they did, but they haven't. Try to please everybody. How many people did you end up pleasing? Nobody. All right. Final break of the hour, and then we will return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Let me just quickly repeat my offer that I made earlier in the program. Folks, one of the most important things you'll ever learn in your Christian life is your identity in Christ. Understand your identity is not in your profession, your looks, your physique, your family. At least it shouldn't be. Your identity needs to be in Christ. And I made an offer earlier. Joy and I, when we do a Crosspower weekend, one of the handouts that we give out is on In Christ. There are either 27 or 28 verses in the New Testament with the two words, in Christ. And in every one of them, there is a different principle about who and what you are in Christ, what you have been declared to be in Christ. And I'm telling you, if you meditate on those verses, it'll change your life. And so I made an offer, if you'd like them, just send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, bob@bobtalk.com, and I'll attach them to the email and send them right back to you. Be happy to do that. I think it'll change your life. Now, I also believe that the seven-session DVD set, Living in Victory, that Joy and I produced it's been only about a year ago. It's three DVDs with seven individual teaching sessions with an accompanying study guide. So easy to use, very intuitive. That Bible study will change your life. Talk about your identity in Christ, how to deal with the past, and so very much more. And it's incredibly reasonable because we don't make anything on it. You're advertising. You're trying. No, we're not. We don't make anything. But we just want to get them out. If you're interested in that, go to crosspower.net. That's our website, crosspower.net, and just click on the store. And then look for Joy's book is there. My goodness, how God has used that book to change lives. My book that's been out 4 or 5 years now is there. Remember Whose You Are. and then the DVD set. There's even a leader's packet there. If you want to conduct a home Bible study, the leader's packet gives you everything you need to put together a home Bible study or a Sunday school class or a small group at church. That all comes in the leader's packet. It's all there, self-contained, everything you need. Crosspower.net, and just click on the store when you get to the website. I love this story, and I think it's an appropriate way to end. A listener was calling who doesn't like Donald Trump at all, declares emphatically and very judgmentally that he knows he's not a believer, which no one knows that. Am I positive Donald Trump is a born-again believer? No. I think he is. I hope he is, but I'm not positive. But anyway, Ted Cruz, in a recent article or a recent interview, was asked, how could he possibly support Donald Trump after the brutal attacks that Donald Trump laid on Ted Cruz and his family during the campaign, the primary campaign? And folks, you may love Donald Trump. What he did to Ted Cruz was wrong. It was. I support the president. I have sung his praises, being the first president of the pro-life March for Life and all that, and I usually support him. But I'm objective, and I tell you the truth. What Trump did to Cruz and his family was, it was wrong. It was. So he was asked, how can you support this man? And here's what Ted Cruz said. There is no doubt that forgiveness is critical to what it means to be a Christian. I try to forgive. Certainly, as God has forgiven us, we are commanded to do the same. I do think one of the reasons I feel blessed to be a Christian is that politics can be ugly, hard work. People say nasty things. Harry Truman famously said, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. But instead of harboring resentment, he forgave. He said, I could have taken my marbles and gone home and said, you know what, my feelings were hurt and I don't like some of the things you said and did, so I'm not going to vote for you. I think that would have been irresponsible. I think that would have not been doing the job Texans entrusted me to do. He said he admits that many things Donald Trump says and does he wish he wouldn't do. But he is forgiven because he is a follower of Christ. I like that. What a wonderful example for all of us. Hey, folks, have a great weekend. Be in a good Bible-believing church. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.